Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Something that seems to have really kept you grounded through all of your experiences is your faith. So let's back up a little bit. Tell me more about what your faith story is and how it kind of interweaves with your life now and what you've done and what you've accomplished.
Well, I don't know if your listeners know this, but Joe and I grew up as next-door neighbors in Anoka, Minnesota. And so I've known Joe for our entire lives. And, you know, we all went to the same church. And you know, of course, that my grandfather was the minister at Zion Lutheran Church.
Love your grandfather. Love him.
Yeah, for 34 years. And so I really didn't know anything different than spending a whole lot of time in the church. And I remember being a kid and watching my grandfather in the pulpit and thinking he was a rock star. You know, it was just, it made going to church that much more fun. And I have so many memories of playing my violin in church a million times, even playing the piano. And when I would go up for communion, I would sit down or kneel down, and he always would come past. And when he would do the communion with me, he would rub my face, the side of my face. And I always got tears in my eyes when he did that. It was almost like his special little way of showing me that you're my girl. And so I just had this wonderful relationship with him, and I respected him so much, Joe, because he grew up on a dirt floor in southern Minnesota and had nothing. And of all of his siblings, he was the only one to go past the seventh grade. And one day he was helping a janitor in the church for a job, and the high school football coach from Red Wing, the big city, saw him. And he was a big, strapping young boy. He said, "Have you ever played football?" And my grandfather didn't even know what it was. And he said, "Well, you're playing football." And so he lived with that coach during his high school years. It gave him the opportunity to actually go to high school. And through that, he got a football scholarship to go to Gustavus Adolphus. And after that, he decided to dedicate his life to Christ because he met that man while he was in the church. Mm-hmm. And so here's somebody who has picked himself up from nothing and made himself into this amazing man. And then he takes our church from 800 members when he started to 8,000, making it the second largest Lutheran church in America at that time. And so I learned from him not only religion as a foundation in my life, but I learned, oh my goodness, when you work hard at something, you become successful. And that perseverance is something that I've carried through with me my entire life.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.